Reggae, of course, was born in Jamaica, but the music has deep connections to what many Jamaicans consider the motherland, Africa. South African artist Lucky Dube was the continent's all-time best-selling reggae singer. When he was murdered during a carjacking in 2007, South Africa lost a true icon. Now, a new African reggae star is on the rise, 27-year-old Nguli Dube, who also happens to be Lucky's daughter. Boz Dreisinger has her story.
It's Thursday night in downtown Johannesburg, and some 500 people are packed into Baseline, a warehouse of a club in a hipster-friendly neighborhood. They're here for African Storm, the country's longest-running sound system, or crew of reggae DJs. But tonight they get something extra. A young woman sporting dreadlocks and an army cap gets on the mic to freestyle.
Ladies, representing EA. Tell me you like it, do you like it? You wanna hear you say that you like it?
Nguli Dube carries two storied legacies on her shoulders. She's now the country's biggest reggae star and the daughter of the man sometimes dubbed Africa's Peter Tosh.
People, when you travel around the world, they were like, oh, you know, we're just happy that there is someone taking over, putting on your dad's shoes. I'm like, what? I cannot put on those shoes. They're very heavy.
Bingy don't drag, bingy don't rob, bingy don't steal, bingy don't kill, bingy don't mix in a coke and crack, bingy don't smoke, man, drag, no, no. Who dem? Who dem? Why would disrespect Rasta man?
Reggae runs deep in South Africa. During the 1970s, songs by Peter Tosh and Burning Spear were gospel to the anti-apartheid movement. James Mangay, a reggae artist and former resistance leader, was the first Rastafarian prisoner on Robben Island, alongside such anti-apartheid activists as Walter Sisulu and Nelson Mandela. Mangay says they were huge reggae fans.
Walter Sisulu even asked for certain albums in particular. Say, that one by that boy, what is his name? We say, Bob Marley. Says, which one? We've got about three. Exodus, give me that one.
Wipe away transgression.
James Mangay became known as the Bob Marley of Robben Island, where reggae was a mainstay, even when warders censored political music.
It was not anything for entertainment. It became almost like your prayer time, if you like. That was prayer time. It was a time where we started remembering why we were where we were at and what lay ahead. And it was the kind of food that we needed to sustain us during those hard times.
Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
During the 80s, South African acts like Oyaba and Johnny Clegg recorded political reggae tunes, and Lucky Dube would become the first African reggae artist to perform in Jamaica.
What type of
Lucky Dube released 22 albums in three languages. His daughter Nguli, meanwhile, has toured four continents and in 2011 released her debut album, My Way.
People, when they heard that I was starting to release an album, everybody was like, oh, you're going to do reggae like your dad? Which is obviously, you know, I'm going to keep my dad's roots and keep my dad's teachings. So the album is just saying, yes, I am, but I'm doing it my way. I mean, I can do whatever I want, so don't put me in the same box as my dad.
Her career started at 16, in dance. She toured as a backup dancer with the risque Afropop star Lebo Mathosa, a woman who made it in the male-dominated South African industry. Mathosa heard Dube singing and invited her on stage one night, then took the teenager under her wing.
Definitely, she created who Nguli Dube is on stage, I think, because I would look at her on stage, and then when she gets off, she would say, did you see what I did there? I moved from that corner to the end of that corner because there's people all around the stage, so you have to perform for each and every person.
That was more than she got from her father at first. She didn't grow up with him, though her mother told her who he was. She waited until she was 18 to knock on his studio door.
And then he looked at me, stared at me, because I had dreadlocks longer than this, actually. And he's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Gully. He's like, yeah, who are you? I was like, no, I'm Gully. Why are you asking? He's like, what are you doing here? No, I'm here to see you. Okay, sit down, let's talk. Who are you? I was like, I'm your daughter. He's like, I knew it. Damn it, I knew it.
Their relationship took off from there, in and out of the studio. They recorded still unreleased duets, and Nguli got schooled in writing music.
She promised not to be a bad girl. She promised not to be a stripper. She promised just to make a bit of coffee now and then whenever you want to, mama, please. She promised not to leave you alone. She promised that she'll always be there, eh? But all she needs from you.
He would say, reggae is not like any other genre. Reggae has soul within it. So when you write, whatever you write about, let's say it's a love song, have depth. Don't just write, yay, I love you. Like, go deeper than that.
And in that depth, a legacy lives on. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
She said, just because I don't have a voice that exceeds the limit of life I live in, part of a blessing.
Weekend edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
She promised not to be.